We've spoken to you before about cycles, and as we all know, you are in an evil one now. We would like to tell you that the energy is turning, and do not let yourself be discouraged by something you see, because evil will fight, but evil does not win. And that is the thing that you must remember. And when people are moving compassionately, not only with themselves, but with each other, that is a generator of light in the world. And light always defeats darkness. So much as we know it is uncomfortable, please know that there is something going on other than what is apparent. And this is, sometimes we know you think this is cold comfort, and we understand why, but that there is another energy that is rising and that is gathering power. And you will not see it for a while, but when you see it, you will be very happy. It is like, oh, okay. Now it turns, and now it becomes, a lighter, better world again. So we are on the right path. You are doing a wonderful job of holding light yourself. We would like to speak to your fatigue, which we do understand is going to hit all of you, because you are working very hard to hold your own light and to hold light for others. And it is extra work. So we are sending you extra help. But feel free to take all of the naps that you need to take, because that is not a bad thing. Now, there has been some pause in your own personal paths, because the world you are living in has had so much chaos in it that when you begin to think, I'm on my path and I'm looking for the straight line forward that I am used to taking, I am used to saying, this is a thing I will do and doing it, and in the chaos, it is not always an easy thing. So please be gentle with yourself and move forward where you can, and be happy about simple, slow movement, because there's going to be a breaking of the energy that will allow you to move more quickly. So move methodically, move gently now, but there is going to be a break for you all. And that will make life much more, not easier, but clearer. It will be much clearer, because now the straight lines are beginning to straighten again. And when you decide to do something, you can move in an orderly way toward that, and it will begin to become real for you. But once again, movement in chaos is like trying to walk quickly through melted wax. It's not a good thing. So we have to recognize two things at the same time: the nature of the energy of the world and our own nature. And this also, by the way, is a wonderful time for being aware of staying full, keeping the light strong inside of you, and pulling on that light when you need it, using it for yourself and for the movement that you can do in this moment. And we need some patience here, but there are already very large changes you cannot see, and they are good changes. So that is what we want you to remember. It is an excellent time for meditation. One of the things about meditation that makes it such a powerful thing is it stops time. Everything stops. There is you in the quiet of yourself, and there is the universe responding to you and what you need. And everything else just has to go along without your upset and your striving to make something change that you cannot change. And that is a thing that is a lesson here. And you know it, but we're going to say it for you anyway. You cannot change a person. You cannot change where they are, or how they are moving, or when they understand, or what they understand. That is not possible. It is allowing that person to find their way, even if it is maybe difficult to watch or difficult to be around. And by the way, it often is. So the ability to just stop and be with the universe, be aware of your own fullness and your own enoughness. It is an excellent time for a little more of that. Even if there is a small moment, like a 5 minutes, shall we say, when in your day, when you just stop everything. Stop everything. Move into your center. Breathe. Allow the universe to refresh you, to give you new energy, so that you are able to take this rather difficult path that we are on now. Be careful that you do not get caught in the details. This is another difficult thing for this time, because here's a level on which we are seeing everything, particularly everything unpleasant, and it is unfurling itself every day. But above that is you, because you are the universe's child. And above all of that is you. And above you is the universal plan. And all of these things are happening at the same time. So you can see it is better to move up into your center than to get caught on the things that are happening down here, which you do not control, but which in fact are really already being influenced. And many of these things are going away. So you do not need to be down there with them while they are dancing their dance. You need to be with you and the universe and your knowledge that the universe is playing, has a hand in this game, and is playing it very well. So that is the thing that we want to think about as we move forward. We do want to emphasize also the importance of comfort. Because there is so much pulling on you, it is important to go away, to take a walk, and to, as many of you know, hug a tree, to move yourself in ways that are good for you. And they are important because they are good for you. That is what makes them important. And there is a comfort in doing what is good for you and knowing that you are the one choosing it. You are the one doing it. The universe, of course, will give you comfort and will give you energy for that. But you must choose it. It must be in this moment, I want to feel full and I want to feel peaceful because I want to. This is the place for the good I want to. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Fill with radiance. and allow it to light your whole body and make your body light. Fill with the rose of love and let love go to every place in you, even the places where you may have blocked it before. Let love go there now and live and walk with you and hold you and support you. Move into your heart center and look at the beautiful place that you have made, and let your illumination light up your heart. Now drink from a place where there is water to refresh your spirit. And see that a path illuminates, and move toward that path. Step onto that path and let go of the world. And let the path take you upward. And feel that you become lighter as the path moves you up. And you breathe in more of the blessings in the air. And the path takes you to the place of loving kindness. And know that everything you breathe in here brings the gentleness of loving kindness. And know that it is stronger than any of the other things you might have felt, because it is a gift of the universe. And you step onto the path. And the path takes you upward again. And you come to a place where there is healing music. And without effort, that music moves through you and heals any place that might be afraid, that is fluid and flexible and full and rich. And step onto the path and let the path take you up to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, know the gift. Thank you. and know that your teacher is here with you, smiles on you, moves with you, and receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher who is here with you. And begin to come back down the path, breathing in the blessings of the path as you come. And when you're in your heart center, begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.